All right, the next car, again, as I said, the last one's kind of a stepping stone into this car, and that's the new Toyota Supra.
Yes, and the stepping stone just for in terms of price, Dad, right? Last car was under 35. The car that we are that I've got the Monroney for here, as far as the Supra goes, is about 58,000, which again under $60,000 for a car. And what I will say this, Dad, this is a joint venture between BMW and Toyota. This the BMW version of this car is their Z4. It's actually a convertible. However, in doing some research, I was surprised. I thought just from getting in this car and all the cars you and I drive. BMWs obviously have a very distinct look to them, and that's the same with this car. This car does not look like a Toyota. I'll just say it, folks.
Doesn't look like a BMW really either. In fact, I like the Toyota look way better than I do its BMW sister.
And that's the thing. Is from the outside, they've rounded the edges a little bit more, although it does have the LED similar. You get into the inside, and the cabin feels like a BMW. Not a bad thing, just something to note. However, the engine, Dad, and this is the Supra GR Premium, sorry, the GR Supra Premium 3.0, which is basically, it's the higher horsepower, right? I think it's 382 horsepower, if I'm not mistaken.
That car absolutely works phenomenal. I'm just going to interject for a moment. When you talk about sports cars in that price range, Richard, that is a really, really, really tough car to beat as far as all of the performance, handling, the way it runs, and so on. You have a hard time matching the performance of that car in some of the other competitors that are out there.
And, Dad, I'll do you one better. New for this year, they offer a manual.
There you go.
And that's what this car was.
There you go.
It was a manual transmission, which made this car so much fun to drive. I can't tell you, Dad, just driving down the road, and this car was just wanting more from you. You know, it just wanted to go faster, wanted to turn sharper, wanted to do all of the performance things that you want to do in it. And they've added all sorts of things, Dad. They've added they've added a new hairpin plus function, which allows more wheel spin. They've actually, when it suddenly loses grip while in its most aggressive suspension setting, a new anti-roll program activates to help drivers retain control. Essentially, Dad, this car's got so much smarts in it that you can be a dummy, go out and drive it like a crazy person, and not get into too much trouble with it, right?
Right.
And that's what's great about this car. Toyota obviously brought back the Supra, back in 2020. Really a fantastic vehicle, unless you say that. I don't think that we can talk I don't know if we can talk too much about it. We probably can sit on here for a whole other segment or two talking about it. Ultimately, folks, under $60,000 for a car, that is phenomenal. Now, this is a coupe, two-door coupe. There's no rear seat, and it's not a convertible. Not that this is a big deal. Just wanted to kind of distinguish for you folks. But I encourage you, if you like the Supras of old, or maybe you're just in the market for that performance-based sports car, Dad, encourage people to head to your local Toyota dealers. You'll probably have to order this car and wait a little bit, but I still encourage you to go out, check it out, drive it. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.